Those of you that weren't here Sunday, we were taught about entering the rest. Over in Hebrews 4, it talks about he who believes enters the rest. And so we were talking about how we need to be in the rest. We want to be in the rest. And what is the rest? It's basically the place of faith. And then we found out that we don't want to just get there, but we want to stay there. Amen. It's one thing to get to a place. It's another thing to get to stay for a while. And so then we were, you know, I was sharing that believing it gets us there, but it's also going to help us to stay there. And then we were sharing about that faith is a powerful force and that it always works. Remember I said that? I want to share it again. Sometimes people think, oh yeah, I tried that faith stuff. It doesn't work. You don't try faith. It's not the Bible faith. If you tried it and it didn't work, something's wrong, and it's not on God's end. Remember, we got that one revelation we received that it's like on Sunday was like God's smarter than us, and he knows more than us, and we don't know everything. I know some of you are like, you left with revelation of like that you didn't know everything, and you came in and you thought you did. And so anyway, the statement that I said Sunday morning, a lot of faith failures are actually patience problems. And so I want to share tonight that patience is powerful too. Patience is a very powerful tool that we need. So I want to talk about tonight the power of patience. Amen. Everybody say patience. Patience. Yeah. And we're not going to be turning to our neighbor and saying nothing. We're going to be pointing to ourselves and saying something tonight. Amen. The power of patience. Well, one amazing revelation that I just want to share just as we get started here concerning patience, because as soon as we start talking about patience, because we think, oh yeah, I need that, right? Well, you know, we'd all be like, oh yeah, oh my Lord, yeah, just give me patience. God, give me patience and give me a lot of it because I need it. But you know what? Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. It's another one of those fruits that we already have. If we are born again, Spirit-filled believers, if we're born again, it's in there. Say, it's in there. And sometimes, you know, we've spoken and taught about love in the past, and we're thinking, oh, yeah, oh, Lord, just give me more love. Give me more love, and I'll use it. He's not going to give us any more love. Love is a fruit also. We've got love. It's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. But then we need to learn to stir that love up and use it. That which is on the inside, get it on our outside. Amen? Well, the same as love. Patience. So sometimes we're looking like, oh yeah, we're just trying to find more patience so we can use it in our life. We're looking in the wrong direction. Look inside, because that's where it is. So at least now we know where to look for it. I mean, that's important. If we're needing this patience and we want this power of patience to be working in our life, well, number one, we need to know where to find it. And it's in you. It's in me. Now, we might not have been seeing much of it lately. Maybe we have. But regardless, it's in there. Everybody say, it's in there. It's a fruit. In the New King James Version, you know, it says long-suffering. But in the NIV and many other of the translations in Galatians 5:22, the scripture I'm talking about here, it's actually the word patience. So it needs to be developed. So it's not something we pray for. So first of all, you know, we'll think people will go out and they'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to go home and I'm going to pray for more patience. No, that is a wasteful prayer. That's not a prayer that's lined up with the word of God. God can't answer that prayer because that's not what you need to do. We don't need to pray. We don't pray and ask for it. He's like, hey, you've already got it. It's inside of you. So what do we need to do? We need to pray, oh God, help me get this patience that is on the inside of me, on the outside, operating in my life. We want to get what's on the inside up and out on the outside, and let's start letting it dominate our lives. Who wants patience to dominate their life? Amen. I know I do. And I'm telling you, there is power in patience. You know, Life of Faith Bible Church, faith, woohoo, faith, glory to God. But you know, sometimes we can get so lost in faith and we think, well, I've got faith. Well, there's so many other things that go along with faith that if you don't have with faith, it's not going to work. Like we've spoken and taught about on love. Remember, love is basically the battery to faith. You try and go ahead and let your 8-year-old use a Leapster game without batteries. It ain't going to work. Well, the same with faith. Without love is not going to work. So we want this dominating our life. We want to get it out of us and put it on us. And who knows, we live in a very impatient world. I mean, think about it. Drive-thrus everywhere. It's like the other day I was with someone. It's like, you know, we didn't go to the Starbucks because they didn't have a drive-thru. Like, I mean, does anybody have time in the world anymore to stop, park the car? I know, it takes a really long time. Park the car, get out, go into the store, actually be able to show yourself and talk. And yes, I'll have a caramel macchiato, please, non-fat grande. But no, it's like we zoom up to the drive-thru window. Yeah, I'll take a... Okay, and I mean, before you know it, I mean, Chick-fil-A, my Lord, have you ever been to a faster drive-thru in the world? I mean, those people, it's like the bag is hanging out the window as I'm driving up to the window. I'm like, you can at least wait for me to drive up. It's hysterical, right? I'm serious. Chick-fil-A is awesome with it. It's like, you know... Anyway, I don't know how we got off on that. But anyway, we're talking about patience tonight. We're not talking about drive-thrus. But that does help us add and kind of would help try and stir up an impatience in us. We don't want to practice impatience. And I'm sure some of us, we would say, been there, done that. Hey, still doing it. Whatever your deal may be. But I challenge you, I believe, by the Spirit of God tonight, He is challenging all of us. From this moment on, we are not going to practice impatience anymore. Because guess what? Remember what you practice? Hopefully, that's what you're supposed to be getting good at. You're practicing it because you want to get good at something, right? So why in the world are we yielding to the flesh, allowing ourselves to practice something we don't want anything to do with? We don't want to get good at impatience. And we're going to get into why here. Patience is very powerful, and it's very much needed concerning faith. And that's how we receive, by faith, anything from God. Amen. Are y'all taking the challenge tonight?
Yes.
It's the patient challenge. Glory to God. Don't practice impatience. Unless, of course, you want to get good at it. And some of us might be very good at it. But guess what? It can change tonight. We repent. Lord, forgive me. I've been practicing impatience and I've been getting kind of good at it in certain areas. I repent. What does repent mean? To say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do it over and over again. Lord, you know I'm just pitiful. No, repent means to turn, to change. That's what it means, right? And that's what we do. And we don't do it in our own strength. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we do it. And we've all got our own lives, our own situations, those things that would tend to stir up an impatience in us. So at those moments, at those times, no, we're pulling up patience. We are not letting that impatience going. We're pulling up patience. Amen. We're stirring it up. We're going to yield to the Holy Spirit and we're going to practice patience. And guess what's going to happen? We're going to get better at it. Because when you practice at something, you get better at it. Don't think, oh, well, I'm just so impatient now. Well, it's because you've been practicing. You've gotten better. So what happens? We just change it. So we need to practice it. And you know, what came to me too was, you know, even like with exercising, you know, we want to exercise and develop things, you know, even like muscles. We want to develop that and then we get stronger and then we're able to last longer. Even with that patience, when we get stronger in that, then the next time around, we're able to last longer and we don't yield to that impatience, you see? So there's things I want to get into here. Tonight I want to talk about, first we're going to talk about what is patience and its importance and the power of it. And then you're going to be begging me. Once you hear about that, you're going to be begging me, please, 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 tell me, how can I get this patience to grow in my life? You'll see. You're all like, sister, I'm not sure about that, but you will. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, we're going to read verse 11 and 12. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It's not just through faith that we're going to inherit the promises of God. It's through faith and patience. So it's not just faith that we need, although we need faith. But we also need to be operating in patience. And notice that in verse 11, diligence. You know, on Sunday we were talking about, there was that scripture there we were reading about being diligent to enter the rest. We're all diligent at something. We were learning, hey, I got to be diligent at entering this rest. What is just entering, just believing God, just that place of faith, that place of trust. I'm going to be diligent at getting better at that. Well, here's something else. They're saying here, we want to give diligence to this, that we don't become sluggish. That word sluggish means lazy, dull, slow. Do we have any slow people in here tonight? Look, you're so slow, you haven't even laughed at it yet. We'll use the word lazy, okay? I don't think you liked the word slow, so I'll use lazy. I'm not sure if you like, does anybody like that word better? One person, okay. I'm going with Doug. Doug likes lazy better, okay. So we don't want to become lazy, but we want to imitate those who through faith and patience. You know, it takes work to get in faith, to stay there, and to be patient. It takes work. We just can't sit back being lazy and slow and just like, oh, whatever happens, happens. No, something's going to happen and it's not going to be what you wanted. That word patience, through faith and patience, that word patience in the Greek means steadfast despite opposition. Steadfast despite opposition. That means opposition is going to come. Opposition is going to come, but we're steadfast despite the opposition. That's patience. Consistent and unchanging, regardless of circumstances. Another good definition. Consistent, unchanging, regardless of the circumstances. Who knows, circumstances can come and go. And some more can come and some more can go. But we want to stay consistent and unchanging in that patience. You know, there's power in patience. It keeps us in our place of faith. It also means endurance, constancy, steadfastness, perseverance. Just a stick with it kind of attitude. And I believe, you know, in this generation, I mean, just people in general, it's just like, it's just everyone just, you know, just the world is just lazy and sloppy. And it's like, if it doesn't work, we'll just give up. You know, just this whatever kind of an attitude. You know, where's the fight? Where's the diligence for what's right? I'll tell you where it is. It's rising up out of us believers. Yes. Amen. That's where it is. Let us be a people that aren't going to put up with anything less than God's best for us. And where we're going to find his best is right here. And when you're going after his best, I guarantee you there's going to be lots of tests. And we'll get to that in a few moments. And get excited about it. Everybody say, woohoo! Woo-hoo! You guys, you're so much fun to preach with. Faith doesn't wait to see if it's going to change. Faith waits for it to change. Patience, steadfastness, steadfast despite all the opposition. It's waiting for it to change. The power of patience. The power of believing and trusting God, regardless of all the circumstances. Hallelujah. And so what's going to happen? Through faith and patience, that's how we're going to inherit the promises of God. That's how we receive anything and everything from God, the promises of God. This book is filled with promises that God has for his people. Are his people experiencing all these promises? Absolutely not. And I believe one main reason why is because it's not really a faith problem. It's a patience problem. We got to be willing to wait. We got to be willing to get out of our car and walk into Starbucks sometimes. Or Heine Brothers. That was for you, Susan. And only for you. So that word inherit, that so went off in me when I read that the other day, because those through faith and patience, they're going to inherit the promises. It wasn't just like, oh, they're the ones that are going to be able to, you know, just get those promises. I mean, the word inherit, it's like it's an inheritance. It's something that is rightfully ours. Think about it. Have you ever received an inheritance before? You know, even in the natural, or you've heard of people that receive an inheritance. It's like it's theirs. There's no question about it. It's their inheritance. I mean, it's like to me, I hear the word inheritance. It's like it's a guarantee. You see that? That word inherit in the Greek means to receive the portion assigned to one. We've got portions assigned to us, church. We've got blessings and answers and promises of God assigned to us for what we're believing him for. But it takes patience. Don't just be ready to go out the back door. Patience, steadfast, waiting for. And we're going to see it. We just continue to believe it. But that believing, remember, to believe right, it's a fight. We don't just sit back and believe, just sit back in the lazy chair being lazy, right? No, believing is a fight. It's a fight to think right. Right? Contrary to what everything, the circumstances or your body would be trying to scream to you. It's a fight to believe right. But we're doing it. We got what it takes. We've got him. We've got him. And we've got that patience, glory to God. And again, we're not waiting to see if we're patient. Oh, I'm just being patient. And sometimes maybe some of us, you know, the patience lasts for a little while. A minute. 10 minutes, 2 hours, 5 hours, a day, 6 days. But who knows? We can all say there's a time, you know, we start faith and patience. We got that patience, and then it starts to wear off, you see, but not anymore. Because the Holy Spirit's going to help us now. He's been helping us. But even now more than ever before, because now as he's helping us and convicting our heart, I repent, I change, you're helping me. I am not practicing what I don't want anymore. And then notice this in verse 15 of Hebrews 6. This is talking concerning Abraham here. And it says, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. When did he receive it? After he patiently endured some things, he received. But don't you love that? We are guaranteed to receive. There's no doubt about it. If we've got a promise that we're standing on, that his, if it's Bible, scripture based, we've got scripture to stand on, it says it in here. I mean, let's just take healing. I mean, we've got the promise. And it's guaranteed if we hold on to the end. So it's not really a faith problem. Some people think, oh, I have a faith problem. And it really wasn't necessarily the faith problem. It was really a patience problem. Because you know what? You can have faith, but it can be weak faith. It can be little faith. I mean, the Bible talks about little faith, weak faith, strong faith. What kind of faith do we have? And we can have strong faith in one area and then weak faith in another area. So different areas, you know, where's your, so in whatever situation, you know, concerning you, well, check out your faith level. Where is it at? Is it weak? Is it strong? Are you trying to find it? Where is it? Locate that. And then if you feel like, well, it's weak faith, well, then how do we get faith stronger? Hearing and hearing the word, feeding these words, their life, their strength. There are nutrients there. There are vitamins, our minerals. It's just, ooh, food to our spirit. Good stuff. And we eat these words as we read them. Picture it, reading these words. It's like eating these words into our spirit. Jesus said these words are spirit and they're life. I mean, it's food. And so as we eat them, we get stronger, just like when we eat natural food, healthy natural food. We get stronger. And so we eat these words. We feed on his presence. We feed on his words. We get stronger. And so then we want our faith to be strong. And then as it's strong, then we want it to stay strong. And that's where the patience comes along. So we keep feeding. So we just sit back in the lazy chair and wait and just kind of see what happens. No, we keep feeding our faith. We keep feeding our faith. And we keep practicing patience. And think about it. You know, like I have brought out Sunday too, and it really is so true. Here we are sometimes, you know, and we won't really admit it, but check our life and see what have I been doing? Have I been, you know, by faith and patience, you know, expecting to believe the promises of God, you know, in my spiritual life, but yet in my natural life, I'm practicing such impatience with everything and everyone around me. But yet I'm expecting to believe and stand in faith and through faith and patience receive from God. It's not going to work. We can't be practicing impatience concerning natural things and think we're going to be walking in patience concerning spiritual things. Amen? You see that? So I'm telling you what, I know that I know that I know. As we get this natural, even this natural patience or impatience changed and stronger and in the right direction, we'll be seeing in our faith walk, we're going to be staying in faith. Staying in that place of patience. And remember, it's by faith and patience. That's when we receive. Let's go to Hebrews. We're still in Hebrews. Let's go to chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of patience. Excuse me, endurance in the New King James. But actually in the King James, it says patience. So I'm going to say patience. For you have need of patience. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. When are you going to receive it? You have need of patience. And that's going to help you stay and then to receive that promise, right? Receive those blessings. Receive that promise. So after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. But we have need of patience. Just another scripture showing us we have need of patience. He's saying, hold on to your confidence as you grow in your endurance. I wrote that down. Hold on to your confidence, right? In verse 35, he's talking about hold on to that confidence. What is that? That confidence. It's that expectation. It's that knowing, believing God. I am confident in God. I'm confident in what he said. I'm confident that he's not a liar. Get confident. Because confidence has great reward. Hold on to your confidence as we grow in this endurance. And we're going to receive the promise. Faith is confident. It's fully persuaded. Can't talk you out of it. Can't talk you out of it. Now, who knows? It might talk to you. Circumstances, sometimes they'll try and talk to you. Or someone, an unbelieving person in your family or something. They're like, oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, they might talk to you. But if you're fully persuaded, they won't talk. They can't talk you out of it. So, okay, they talk to you, but don't let them talk you out of it. You got that? When you're fully persuaded, you can't be talked out of it. So if you're wavering when circumstances or someone says something disbelieving and you're like, well, maybe I'm not. You aren't fully persuaded. Get fully persuaded. How do I get fully convinced? The word. It builds your faith. It builds your confidence in God. He's faithful. He does everything he says he does. He doesn't lie. So we get our confidence strong in him. Romans 4:20. Let's see an example of this. Romans 4:20. His presence is here. And as his words go forth, they're just filled with revelation. We're not just getting information tonight. We're getting revelation. Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. We're going to pick up right here. Again, this was talking about Abraham. Talk about endurance. Verse 20, he did not waver. Abraham, he didn't waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Amen. Abraham was fully convinced. He was persuaded, and he received the promise that God had promised him, had spoken to him. Amen. He didn't waver. Remember, consistent. Remember what patient is? Consistent and unchanging, regardless of the circumstances. So even here, let's remember concerning Abraham. We don't have a lot of time to get into his life and things, what happened. But remember him? I mean, lots of stuff. But he stayed consistent and unchanging, regardless of the circumstances. He was convinced, and it helped cause him to be patient with what he needed to be patient for. Just really quick, just look at verse 17 here. We're not getting into this, but I just want to show you something here quick. Verse 17, as it is written here, God had said to Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. We're just going to read right there. Look at this. I underlined it in the Bible. I have made you. So here's God saying to Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. Meanwhile, here's Abraham at that time. He doesn't have a son, and there's no one in sight. No chances. And then look at verse 18. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed so that he became the father of many nations. So notice that God said, I've made you. And look, with Abraham, it was a process. Then he became. There's patience in between that. When God speaks something to you, what about us? God speaks something to you. I've given you this. I've given you that. Here God said to him, I've made you a father of many nations. And then he became the father of many nations. And it wasn't overnight. It took patience, didn't it? It took Abraham believing God, trusting God, being fully persuaded, knowing, being convinced, regardless of all the circumstances. I mean, one major circumstance, hello, he was 100 years old. His body just was considered dead. Abraham, dead womb. Dead body, dead womb, can't produce no live baby in the natural. But God said, Abraham, I have made you. Saying like, hey, this thing is done. I've already done it. I've spoken it, and it's done. Patience, regardless of the circumstances, believing God in the midst of all those, that craziness of like, what are you, crazy to believe you're going to have a child, let alone be the father of many nations? What? He became. He became. Aren't you glad he became? That's what, you and I are here because he became. He stayed with it. He practiced patience. But notice this. One more thing I want to show you here. In verse 19, watch this. And not being weak. We were talking about faith, weak, strong. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. So when I read that, I think, okay, well, weak faith will consider. Because it says, not being weak in faith, he didn't consider. So we can also say, well, weak faith will consider. But notice it's still faith, it's just weak. So weak faith will consider. And that's the problem. Weak faith will consider. And then once we consider, most of the time we kind of give up, back down, give in. Because we've considered. You see? So we want our faith to be stronger. And the stronger our faith, the less we'll consider. Isn't that good? The stronger our faith, the less we'll consider. And it doesn't mean the thought might not come. I mean, I'm sure, you know, thoughts will come. That word consider isn't like in the Greek, I didn't write it down, but I remember as I was studying it out, it's not like, oh, you know, he didn't consider. It means like he didn't set his mind on it. It doesn't mean like the thought didn't come across him. I mean, of course he's going to think, okay, well, wait a minute. You know, God, my body's dead. Her womb's dead. How's this going to happen? You know, I'm sure he thought about it, but his mind was not set on it. The thoughts came, but then God's thoughts came. And God's thoughts were bigger and better and greater than his thoughts. So he chose the God's thoughts. And that's what we're going to do too. The stronger the faith, the less you'll consider. And so now here, those are just a few things trying to show you what patience is, the power of patience through these scriptures and this utterance here. I believe we got some understanding there what it is. What patience is, there's power, our desperate need for it. Finding out, hey, we've already got it. We just need to stir that up and get it on our outside, right? We need to practice it. Stop practicing impatience, start practicing patience. And who knows, we all have plenty of opportunities, don't you? We don't lack opportunities, do we? To show patience. No, we don't. And if anybody does, tell me, and I'll give you some of my opportunities. No, I won't, actually, because I'm kind of excited about those. I'm kind of stirred about those opportunities after studying this a little bit more. So no, I'm keeping my opportunities. You're going to have to find your own. So I told you, so right now, this is the time for you to beg. Tell us then, tell us. How do I get this patience to grow in my life, right? Yeah, tell us. I'm waiting for you to beg. All right, that's good. Romans 5. And we're so close, we don't even have to go far. Just flip your page and get ready to get excited, church. Get ready to get excited, because we're seeing this patience is important. This patience, there's power in patience. It helps keep me in my place of faith to receive and inherit all that's already been given to me. God's not holding anything back from us. We've got an inheritance. He's waiting for us to take it, to receive it. How do we receive it? By faith. By faith and patience, we inherit those promises. I'm telling you, some of you thought it was a faith problem, and it wasn't. It was a patience problem. You think, what is wrong? I've been learning about faith for so long. Well, it's been about patience. I'm serious. We're going to see some good stuff coming up here in the next few weeks. I just know it. Because we're pinpointing some stuff here. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Let's start in verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. That word glory can also mean rejoice. It better is translated rejoice in the Greek. We can rejoice, but we also rejoice in tribulation. So he's saying, hey, he's rejoicing in the glory and in this, you know, in the hope of the glory in verse 2. They're rejoicing. And he's saying, and not only that, but we also rejoice in tribulations. One person's excited. And why can we rejoice? Knowing. Come on, church. It's time for us to know some things. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Another word we can say is patience. Tribulation produces patience. But let me say this right here. Not automatically. Because really, if it was automatic... Well, first, wait, let me get ahead of myself. The word tribulations here, oppressing, this is what it means in the Greek. It doesn't mean like all these terrible, bad things happening to you and this disease is clung to you. No. This word tribulation in the Greek, this is what it means. So it's, what are we saying here? Tribulation produces patience. Tribulation, a pressing, together. Have you ever felt pressed before? Have you ever felt pressed together before? That's tribulation. That's an opportunity for our patience to grow. It's not automatic that you're, it's not automatic. It's an opportunity. And here's another one. The Greek, the word tribulation, pressure. A pressing together, or pressure. Has anyone ever felt pressure? Come on, remember, like we said, we are in this world. We are not of it, church. Amen. This world, you talk about pressure. Right here, right now, need it yesterday. Pressure, pressure, I need an answer now. Just all this pressure comes in all shapes, forms, and sizes. Pressure. Trials don't make us strong. Sometimes people say that, like, oh, you know, I'm getting strong. Well, not necessarily. Trials don't make us strong, because if so, we'd probably all be spiritual giants by now. Think about that. If it was trials, if it was those tribulations, all those times of that pressing together and that pressing, if that's what gave me patience, I'd be the most patient person, not on all of earth, but in heaven too. You know, but it's not so. It's how we respond to the pressure as if we're producing patience. Tribulation produces patience as long as we're responding to that pressure correctly. So it's how we respond to it. And then this, the glory, the rejoicing, you think, well, why am I supposed to rejoice in that? The glory, the rejoicing, it's an overcoming that trial with the word of God and through the power of God, the power of patience, the power of faith, the power of the word of God. That's what we glory in. Because we're able to receive now and inherit and take all the things that's laid up for us, ready and waiting. So tribulation, the pressure, it produces patience. But oh, the patience produces victory. Victory is sweet, isn't it? Victory is sweet. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. You've got an inheritance. I've got an inheritance, something that belongs to me. It's on hold. It's waiting for me. And the way I'm going to receive that, well, in the natural, the way you receive an inheritance, what happens? The person passes on, and then you receive that inheritance, right? Well, here, we receive that inheritance spiritually by believing. Through faith and patience, we're going to inherit the promises. Victory. Everybody say victory.
Victory.
Victory. Victory, victory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo! So we can glory. And like I've said before, you're going to have ample opportunity. We're going to walk out of this room. And what's going to be there? Pressure, but we're not going to be scared of the pressure. We're going to be excited about the pressure, because we know if we respond to the pressure correctly, according to the word of God, we are producing patience. We're practicing it. We're getting stronger in it. And what happens through faith and patience is how we receive our victory. Amen. That's why we can glory in it. Don't be afraid of the pressure. Glory in the pressure. I know that sounds crazy. I'm scratching my head too. But it's true. It's true. Hallelujah.
That concludes this message. For more information about this ministry, contact us at Life of Faith Bible Church, 14200 Spiegel Lane, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299, or call 502-240-0016. You can also visit us online at lofbc.org.